So just spend a moment acknowledging the part of your body in the middle of your chest. Sometimes it helps as if you were breathing straight into your chest, rather than breathing into your nose, as if it is a breath that goes straight into your heart. Goes in, you acknowledge how it feels if your awareness is settled nicely in the middle of your chest, and you breathe out. You feel this movement of breath going into your heart, in and out of your heart. If you find it easy, very nice. If you don't find it easy, please do it anyway. It is not a condition that it feels nice. So you feel posture, the stability, you feel the breath coming and going, and you feel how this breath nourishes you, how it widens your chest, and how there is a slight change in the tone of our breath. The widening also means there's a sort of saturation, the softening means a relaxation of this part. Please consider whether there is something in this experience that is pleasurable, that is pleasant, that is lovely to be with. Sometimes our minds are so occupied solving problems and tackling challenges that we miss out what actually is beautiful, what is teaching is happiness, the perfection of little moments, the perfection of how it is now, you know, the preciousness of this moment. So you breathe into that heart space, and then you evoke the image of somebody with whom you have experienced love. In that heart space, somebody either who has loved you or whom you have loved, or ideally where this love was shared. You allow the features of this person to become clear and strong, and you feel their eyes on you, you feel their look, their gaze upon you, as you find yourself in the gaze of somebody loving, somebody looking at you in a loving and a truly appreciative way. I wish that this person is still with you, but it may be that this person is no longer with you. For what we're doing, this is not important. Important is that you have a clear recollection of this person, and that you have a clear recollection of what this has made out of you, what it has touched in you. So you want to feel this. Don't be embarrassed. Let the beauty of that face become clear. Let those eyes that look at you in a loving way become clear. And allow yourself to feel this. Allow yourself to get in touch with how this feels. Feel the warmth. Feel the gratitude that evokes in you. Feel the richness that you have experienced through that love. Feel that this has continued in your life. You know, that this person's love has gone on in your life. It has gone through you to other people. Just breathe. Let that grow strong. See whether you can feel that throughout your body. or did the goodness of that loving experience can move through your fibers, through your tissues, can grow strong in you. It's difficult to speak about love because it seems to be so many things. It's a quality of attention, it's a benevolence that doesn't ask for conditions to be fulfilled. It is something that teaches us our humanness. It is deeply rewarding to be loving, it is deeply rewarding to be loved. And so much of that is fraught with pain and anxieties and need. So please be courageous. Allow yourself to feel what you feel when this loving person looks upon you. Allow that look to go really deep into you. And allow yourself to feel the richness, the tenderness, the gratitude, the goodness of this. Yeah, so allow yourself to warm up to this. Maybe this person has taught you, through loving you, something about your own power of love, something about your own depth. So let all this become strong and take it in for a moment. Feel it, breathe it through your pores. Feel it moving into your body. Feel it filling you up. Maybe there's a critical mind that says, this is not working, I don't have any of these people, nobody has ever loved me. Don't believe this mind. Go to the heart. Take a moment and feel what this does to you, to be in the presence of somebody who looks at you lovingly and who makes you feel in a way rich and beautiful that you can only feel when this happens to you. Feel what it does to the body. Feel the warmth of the glow that goes with it. And breathe into it. Don't be embarrassed to be touched by this. Or don't be embarrassed if it doesn't work straight away. Try again. Now feel again the depth, the tenderness, the goodness of this person. And I would like you to exchange this image in your heart with an image of yourself. See whether it is possible to evoke the image of yourself in your heart space. Somewhere in the middle of your chest, let an image of yourself grow strong and clear. And grant yourself these very feelings you have experienced. Grant yourself a tender attention a caring, affectionate look. Don't be embarrassed if this feels funny, or if it doesn't feel easy, or if you have doubts whether this is allowed, or whether this is Buddhism, or just go with that tender and affectionate, benevolent force that you have so much appreciated. Go to yourself with this. Cover yourself, envelop yourself with that unconditional loving kindness. Again, go to the image of yourself and allow yourself to feel the goodness of this. How good it is to be loved. How good it is to be loving. Take a moment to spread the sensations of this through the body, the warmth, the golden glow. Take it out, allow that it touches your fibers. It touches your tissues, and it fills all the nooks and crannies of your body. If there is pain in this, please extend your loving care, your benevolent attention to that pain as well. Don't be frightened by it. There is a pain that makes us more deep, that makes us more human, and that is part of this. Breathe into the heart, allow yourself to feel what you feel, the goodness, the richness, the depth, the gratitude, the power to be able to give and to receive love. See whether you can fill your body with that experience of love. See whether you can fill your whole body and go beyond that body. See whether you can allow this to become bigger than yourself here. Let it go to the people around you. Before, behind, to the left and to the right. Let it go to these people, and you offer these people the gifts of your heart. Those people who practice with you, who share these days with you here, who are a community of fate for these couple of days. You stand before them and you offer them the gifts of your heart, your benevolence, your care, your affectionate, tender presence. Remember, you do not beg for attention. You do not beg to be received. You are not small. You are big in giving your experience, your strength, your power, your fullness. So spread your loving care. Bring it out. Let it go beyond your physical shape and touch the beings in this space, the people with whom you practice here. Notice you're not doing a deal, yeah? This is not asking for returns. You bestow, you grant, you give away. We're not asking a price for this. The gift of the heart can only be given away freely. So this is what you do. Take a moment. Then you evoke in the middle of your heart an image of your parents. May they be still alive, but if they are no longer, evoke an image of your parents and share your gratitude, share your loving kindness. Not because they have made no mistakes, they probably have made mistakes, but because you owe some of your life to these people. Let them partake in your loving kindness. So evoke your mother's and your father's image. Let that image become strong. And share with them the goodness, the richness, the depth. Share with them your capacity to love. Breathe, allow yourself to feel what you feel, allow it to be strong. Don't tremble at the fact this may touch your heart, it may awake feelings. Gently breathe, gently share with those two people who have helped you be here, helped you be in this world. Return to the first person. Let the image of that first loving person emerge again in the middle of your heart. And again, feel this person's gaze, feel this person's care. Feel the immense richness this person has brought to your life. Maybe this was the first person who has given you a feeling for your own depth, for your own capacity to be loving. Feel the gratitude, the warmth, the tenderness that has come into your life through this human being. Don't be ashamed to feel what you feel. Maybe there is other things mixed in there, sadness, grief. Don't let that stop you from feeling the love beneath it all. Don't let that stop you from feeling the true wealth and richness that this being has brought into your life. Allow yourself to fill up with the goodness of this, fill up with the beauty of this. And overflow. Overflow beyond your physical shape. Let that grow big in you. And now call to mind the people who are closest in your life. The people whom you quite easily go to. The people who may be your partners or your children, or your friends. People whom you feel closest to you. Let these people partake of your kindness, of your care, of your affectionate tenderness. Breathe into your heart and feel these people emerge in your heart. Let them know that you love. Let them know that you feel for them, that you care. Let them know that they are a great richness in your life. Don't be dissuaded. Often the people who we are close with are also people with whom we experience pain. But pain is not the antithesis of love. So the pain doesn't say we're not loving. Often it is the pain that makes us aware that we are indeed loving. So take the pain as part of it. If there is pain, and if there is not, wonderful. So go, affection, go to these humans that are the closest to my heart. Let these people share into what I know of the value of love, the value of tender, affectionate care. Let your mind go further and bring to your own heart people who are close, maybe not the closest, but people who are friends, people whose lives are entwined with your own life. People you're concerned with, people whose history you know. Let these people share into what's happening in your heart. You go to them and you offer the gifts of your heart to these people as well. Notice that your heart does not grow smaller when you do this. You're not begging. You're not asking to be rewarded. You go freely and you give freely. Sometimes it helps if you imagine this in the form of light or in the form of a beautiful liquid flow coming out of your heart that envelops other beings. You go in very touch, gently touch their ethereal bodies and then they light up. Or they don't. Sometimes they don't. You can make your offerings, not all of these people will accept. This is not yours anymore. Yours is the offering, yours is the giving. So go gently, respectfully to human beings that you care for, that appear in your heart now, and share with them unconditional goodness, an unconditional willingness to care, to love, to attend. Feel the tenderness that is in between you and these people. Feel the value and the wealth they bring into your life. It is through others that we learn how to be human ourselves, and it is in our affirmed relationship to others we deepen our humanness. So breathing into the heart and sharing my own capacity to love, my own ability to be affectionate, tenderly caring for others, sharing that with them. Now look for some people in your life that you may know less well, whose faces you recognize. People, these may be people at work, or people whom you see regularly, people whom you recognize that they're doing well or not so well, people whose ups and downs you may see, people who are not really your close friends and relatives, but nevertheless they are there. See whether you can include these people in your loving, caring, benevolent stream of good wishes, stream of the flow of your heart. Take a moment, recall their faces, and let them come into your heart, where you share with them the goodness you share with them, the gifts of your heart. Grant them your attention, grant them your loving kindness, your tenderness. return again to the image of that first loving person you have begun with. Let that phase become strong again, clear again. Look into those eyes that you feel upon yourself. And feel like the wallowing up of the warmth, the tenderness, the gratitude. It's hard to describe rich, textured feeling that comes with loving. Allow yourself to feel that again, beginning with the breath in your heart, widening, opening, growing. This immense power that can move through one loving gaze, through one human being that can touch us in such a deep way. Let it grow strong. Sense the richness, the beauty. Something that goes beyond what you were able of thinking. Something that where you surprised yourself with. Feel this flow out from your heart into the whole body and let it become strong, unashamed, unembarrassed, allowing yourself to love and to be loved. Try to evoke the image of somebody of whom you think he or she doesn't like you, or of whom you know that you don't like him or her. Evoke an image of such a person in your life, somebody whom you have experienced difficulty with, or mistrust, or whom you simply suspect that this person is not well disposed towards you. See whether you can approach this person respectfully, quietly, and offer this person your benevolence, your goodness. Offer this person, because you recognize in this person a suffering human that is not so different from yourself. Offer this person the gift of your heart. Not because she hasn't made any mistakes, or he, but go to this person because it is a human, and it very likely shares the things that make you human. And grant this person your unconditional care. Say to this person that you care about their pain, that you know that they're capable of being good as well, and give them your well wishes, give them your goodwill, give them your gentle, caring awareness. If the heart tries to shrink back, don't give up so easily. Go up to this person. You don't want praise. You don't want a negotiation. All you want to do is to share that which is precious in your life with this human being. It is up to the human being to accept this. But that isn't your deal. Your deal is the offer. Take a moment to see whether you can follow the breath into your heart and whether you find the heart there to go and share what you know is truly precious, truly fulfilling in this world, what is giving you a true sense of the depth of your humanness, whether you can share that with this person with whom you have experienced difficulties. Breathe and share and then gently return into the middle of your chest. Feel the afterglow of a loving heart. Feel yourself in your capacity to be loving, to be loved, to be sharing this. And feel the joy at your own capacity to love. Be assured that this doesn't make you weak or vulnerable, but be assured that this is one of your true strengths. So spend a few minutes with a gentle flow of sensation in your body and in your heart area, and continue breathing into this area. Continue sharing with whoever comes to mind, and gradually return to your shape, to your inner world, to your inner experience of that heart and of your richness.